A police officer who gave his life during the January 6th Capitol riot has been honored with a ceremony in the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. Hear about his courageous life after a short message from our sponsor.
You are invited to listen to stories and teachings focusing on the move of the Holy Spirit. Charisma Podcast Network offers over 180 different Christian podcasts dealing with various genres affecting the body of Christ, from news to living abundantly in faith. To learn more and to listen to our shows, go to cpnshows.com.
U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian D. Sicknick sustained injuries while defending the Capitol from rioters January 6th. Though a final cause of death has not been determined, the U.S. Capitol Police said in a statement after Sicknick's death that he was responding to the riots on Wednesday, January 6th, 2021, at the U.S. Capitol and was injured while physically engaging with protesters. He returned to his division office and collapsed. He was then taken to a local hospital where he succumbed to his injuries. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Tuesday, President Joe Biden and his wife Jill made a surprise visit to the Capitol Rotunda to pay their tribute to the slain police officer. Sicknick, 42, of South River, New Jersey, enlisted in the National Guard 6 months after graduating high school in 1997. Then he deployed to Saudi Arabia and later Kyrgyzstan. He joined the Capitol Police in 2008, and, like many of his fellow officers, he often worked security in the Capitol itself. He was known to lawmakers, staff, and others who passed through the building's doors each morning. Sicknick is only the fifth person to lie in honor in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, a distinction reserved for private citizens, meaning anyone not a government official or military member. Sicknick's family and longtime girlfriend, Sandra Garza, said in a statement, "The family of U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian D. Sicknick thanks the congressional leadership for bestowing this historic honor on our fallen American hero." She continued, "We also wish to express our appreciation to the millions of people who have offered their support and sympathies during this difficult time. Knowing our personal tragedy and loss is shared by our nation brings hope for healing." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News Podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.